our way anymore. No more than he's in the way of the Haitian that comes over here. And the Haitian comes over here and he doesn't look to the Congress. He looks to himself. And they get together and they make the best of the conditions that they have, sacrifice and save and plan. And some of them have become rich and well off in the little time since their first arrival here in this country from Haiti. Are you aware of that? And most of them are blacker than most of us. So that's not the answer, to think that, oh, you can't do nothing in this white man's world. Yes, you can. We have too many success stories for us to even listen to that kind of foolishness anymore. Now, we can't get anywhere here. You can get somewhere here. And that didn't just happen for us yesterday. We've been able to get somewhere in America for a long time. And our setbacks are mostly with our own problem, not anybody else's problem. What kind of a state of people are in when they can't stand for a change to come in the White House that deprives them of a friend? The Jew didn't have any friend in the White House for a long, long time. If he was in there, he couldn't speak. His own people would have killed him. Jew didn't have any friend in the White House. Well, the Jew, with their unity, with their devotion to the betterment of their own people, look what they achieved even when they were not wanted in America. And believe me, there are plenty of places right now where a Jew can go and be killed. Right now. You may not be aware of that. But there are some Americans that hate Jews so much until if a Jew is known to be in their neighborhood, he might get killed. And not black Americans, not African Americans. I'm talking about European Americans or white Americans. But look how they have progressed. They've gotten so big now, until they're making the United States look small in some areas. In Israel, they make the United States look small. What I mean by that, they conduct their affairs in Israel in a way that jeopardizes the interests of the United States and keep getting away with it. And when America stands up, our president or somebody in the government stand up to them, they speak to them like they're little boys and get away with it. We must establish our intellect. And the way to do it is to think for the betterment of our people and not look to others for answers. We must establish our own independent thinking. Independent thinking that benefits, solves problems for us and benefits us. Solve problems and improve the state of our people on this earth, first in this country, America, and on this earth. That's what will do it. As a Muslim, I devote my mind to that. I've never stopped devoting my mind to that. As far as I can go back in my life, my mind has been devoted to that as a Muslim. Also as an African American. I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm going to be more vocal and calling the attention of you and our people to that need. To establish an intelligentsia for the African American people. We should have papers, position papers coming out on our condition with answers with understanding, with solutions, with projections for the future, coming from before our people. But we're doing nothing but just reacting to conditions. Oh, this is like this. We complain, something has to be done about this. That's no independence for the intellect. Independence for the intellect is not only identifying trouble. Independence for the intellect, more importantly, checking trouble and seeing that most likely this trouble won't happen again by making a plan or making modifications in the people so that it doesn't happen again. Of course, what put us in the position to be made victim to this situation? Okay, well, let us recognize what caused us to fall victim to this situation and then plan direction for us or plan to influence the state of our people, their thinking, their sensitivities, whatever, so that that situation never comes about again to hurt us. This is no big deal. You think I'm talking about something out of our reach? This is all within our reach. We have the people with the minds to help me do what I'm talking about. In fact, you probably can do it better than me, maybe. I'm not talking about something that's way out yonder or high above our heads. This is very simple. We need to do what every other people have done. The Irish people are Irish people because they had Irish thinkers. Irish thinkers that so led their minds over a long enough period of time that they became identifiable in their minds or in their intellect as people in one family or in one ethnic or one racial group. The physical or concrete manifestations, they are produced by the intellectual orientation. Those things come afterwards. The mistake that we make, we reaching sharpening in the dark, putting on identity, never works. The intellect has to first come into its own originality, into its own identity itself, without barring from the graveyard, making a Frankenstein or something, you know? No. Once it does this, once it comes into its own originality, has its own original, and determination in the intellect is what does this. Determination in your mind, in your thinking. Determination to solve problems for yourself, by yourself. Don't be afraid. I never look to any other book but this one. I never look to any other book and think that that book is superior to my own mind. It may be superior in many respects, but when it comes to offering me a mind, no book is superior to my mind. When it comes to me selecting a mind, no. I don't buy my mind from any publication. No, indeed. I won't purchase a mind for myself from any doctor of philosophy or whatever he is. No. Allah didn't create me that way. I reject whatever they have to offer me when it comes to me selecting a mind for myself. I follow my own discipline in my mind. I follow my own spirit. See, the mind has its spirit. Spirit means a moving influence. A moving influence. An influence that has a direction. That's a spirit. See, you think of spirit as, you know, a feeling or something. Well, that's true. But for everything, there's a spirit. For my thinking, there's a spirit. When your thinking has a movement and an interest and it influences you, it influences you to respect it, it influences you to serve it, to feed it, then that's an influence. That's a spirit. That's a spirit in your intellect. That's the spirit of your intellect. So everything has a spirit. I follow the spirit of my own intellect, not somebody else's. I follow the purpose in my own intellect, not somebody else's. We need an intellectual body of people to be our leaders that will tell you the same thing I'm telling you. I'd be happy to see these imams tell me, Brother Imam, I'm like that. Because you can't even help me if you're not like that. I don't want an imam that tells me, Brother Imam, I'm waiting for you to give me a mind. Well, hell, I can't help you. You can't help me. Say, Imam, you gave me my mind. I'm waiting for you to keep building on it. No, you can't help me. I want somebody who says that they know where their mind wants to go. They have a sense, a feeling that they know where their mind wants to go. And it's not selfishly moving, but it's moving for the betterment of our people. Its movement is for our people. The spirit of the mind is for our people. That's the kind of mind that I want with me as my associates. And if we can get people like that, we will build an intelligentsia for the African-American people. Not just for us, we'll do it for our people. But at the same time, I want to see that coming up, sprouting all over. It's out there. I'm sure there's some independent thinkers, free thinkers out there and among our people in Christianity, different denominations, different. They're out there. But maybe they're so far from each other that they don't even, like, I don't know they exist. They don't know I exist. They don't know each other exists. Maybe their situation is much like ours. But I know one thing. I believe our situation is better than anybody else's. We have the boldest intellects in the African-American family. I include Africa, too. We have the boldest intellects in the whole African-American tree, family tree. You know, they're in the Caribbean, our people in the Caribbean, they're in Europe, they're scattered all over. They're in many places, and most of them in Africa, and we're in America. I do believe, I feel in my heart, and I feel pretty, so much, I feel so convinced that I tell you, we have the boldest intellects of the whole African family tree. And it's because of the cause and effect. That causal history we have, that's for us more unique than it is for any other African Americans. Yes, we didn't only meet the white people that most of our people met. We met Farad. And we survived Farad too. I'm telling you, this is very important. Very, very important. We survived Farad too. Now, some of us know this, but I'm going to tell you, I want all of you all to know this. There are intellectuals from our race, Christians, and also intellectuals from the European or the white American people. Intellectuals, heavy, deep thinking, great intellects. They salute me. They bow their head to me. I don't say I'm greater than them, but I think they appreciate what has developed so much, what has happened so much, till they feel to humble themselves before me. And they do. And they do. I'm not the wisest person. My education is limited to about, I would say, a good junior high school education. And that's not formal. I didn't even complete junior high school. But I have been fortunate to be put in circumstances, given to circumstances, that have developed from my intellect what is hard to find almost anywhere. Believe me. Now, I tell you what I tell some of the imams, you know. I be talking to them. And some of them, I know they love me very much. But some of them, it's just so much for them. They don't know nothing to do but laugh. So they start laughing. Yeah, Brother Imam. And I tell them, I say, how can you get a witness where there's no knowledge? So don't expect the witness, just have faith. If you ain't got knowledge, how can you witness? You can't witness. Well, those who got knowledge, they bear witness. They bear witness. Those who don't have knowledge, I tell you, at least have faith. At least have faith. Don't doubt. Don't doubt. I'm telling you, I know where we should go. We're going to get there. Not only are we going to get there, if our people outside of us, outside of the of our circle, if they don't hurry up and get there, we're going to lead the whole African-American people there. I know where we should go. We're headed there. We're going to get there. Thank you very much. Let's build an intelligentsia for the African-American people, an independent intellect. Thank you very much.
Takbir. 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 Praise be to Allah. We are always blessed here in Atlanta. You know, it's just it's a big responsibility that comes upon us because we get this blessing pretty often. You know, it's a new mind. You know, most people come to a banquet and they don't want a long talk, but we want a long talk. We've been making du'as and praying for a long talk. And I'm talking about the majority of us. Now, I know some that don't, but I'm talking about the majority of us. We just got exactly what we wanted. Allah says, tells us, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, seek refuge from a prayer that is never answered. So I've been praying for this, and we got it. So now we also, he says, seek refuge from knowledge that does not benefit. Says, seek refuge from a heart that is not humble, and seek refuge from a soul that is never satisfied. Allah has blessed us.